As the impacts of the coronavirus continue to be felt across health, travel and politics, supply chains around the world are projected to face even more setbacks. At home, in Australia, impacts can be felt not only in imports, but also in natural resource exports. Karishma Luthria has the details.
The spread of coronavirus has impacted global supply chains, and the worst is yet to come in mid-March, according to recent research by the Harvard Business Review. Fresh data published in February shows that the price of iron ore, Australia's largest source of export revenue, has dropped by 11% per tonne due to dwindling export demand. Professor John Hopkins from the Smart Cities Research Institute at Swinburne University of Technology explains.
The epicenter, if you like, of the coronavirus in China is where a lot of the manufacturing happens. So if people are being, they're under quarantine and staying at home, they're not going to factories, they're not making products, those products aren't coming to Australia. So that's certainly one thing. But it's also hitting the Australian economy in another way. China is also Australia's biggest customer. So at times like this, they're not going to be buying as much coal as they would be normally, so that will impact the economy.
But while this indicates frustrating downturns for the business world, China's emissions have significantly dropped by at least 100 million metric tons. Heat maps released by NASA comparing emissions from China prior to the outbreak show a congested picture for Beijing and Wuhan, but now are stone cold. But when will companies that depend on China for their main source of parts and manufacturing get some respite? Rob O'Byrne, CEO of Logistics Bureau, one of Australia's largest supply chain consultants, explains.
By the end of April, things start to stabilise in China. It's going to take a very long time for the supply chains to get stable. You can't suddenly turn on supply from other companies or other countries. You know, to a degree, we're waiting for China to come back up to speed, and that's going to be a very slow turnaround.
And as organisations now don't keep stocks for more than 1 to 2 months at a time, the stakes are high. Professor Hopkins explains.
Very few organisations will carry that much stock now. So, organisations are very lean, so they like to keep their inventory levels low. That means if there is a disruption in terms of the production side, the manufacturing side, those stocks will run out very quickly.
And as a crisis response, global production has also seen a temporary shift in supply chains from China to other countries like India. Supply chain consultant Rob explains.
There is a much greater reliance on Asia. We tend to think of Asian supply chains or Asian sourcing to be very much China-centric, but of course it's not. China would be one of the main sourcing countries, obviously. But funnily enough, due to rising labour costs in China, particularly on the East Coast in recent years, people have started sourcing from other countries. And we saw a lot of apparel sourcing moving to India and then Bangladesh. People are saying that Africa will now be, you know, the next big sourcing country and so on. But having said that, there's obviously a huge reliance on China.
But this is not as simple as just redirecting flows of production to other countries to respond to the virus. Professor Hopkins again.
Certain organisations have started to move away and diversify their production away from China, and certainly India is one of those countries where it's happening. But these aren't things that you can do overnight. Throughout the supply chain, there are going to be disruptions. So, first of all, you know, from the manufacturing facility, you need transport. So if the transport companies are hit by, their drivers having to be under quarantine, that's going to have an impact. But also at borders, so between different countries at the borders, they're being really tightened up. So that will certainly slow the movement of products around.
Officials in China are not ready to let the slowdown continue any further. China's leader Xi Jinping is urging companies to resume production. But amidst the panic, the 10th February deadline to restart work seems to be delayed even further. At the end of the day, it's all about supply and demand, says Professor Hopkins.
The coronavirus, you know, that doesn't discriminate. If the products aren't being made, there aren't going to be enough to satisfy the demand.
Professor John Hopkins from the Smart Cities Research Institute, Swinburne University of Technology, ending that report by Karishma Luthria.